We continue on the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. We're discussing the idea of being Mevatel Yayin Nesach Itmar. Machlokes Amoraim, Yayin Nesach Shenafal Abor. If you have Yayin Nesach that falls into a pit of kosher wine, V'nevasham Kidon Shemayim, and a large vat of water falls in as well. So what is the halacha? So it really depends on the order of how things fell. Amar Chizkiya, Higdilu Be'isr Aser. If it was Megadel, if it was raised, the volume was raised as a result of the Isser, as a result of the Yayin Nesach, then it would be Usser. So Rashi explains that if the water fell in first to the Yayin Shel Heter, and then the Yayin Nesach fell in afterwards, we don't say the concept that we've discussed last time of Roen as Heter Kilo Eino, that we pretend that the kosher wine isn't there and the water is being mevatel the Yayin Nesach, and then when it falls into the, now that it's in the vat, everything is mutter. We don't say that, and therefore we would say the wine, the Yayin Nesach, connects, is mechaber straight to the Yayin Shel Heter. And not only that, obviously if the Yayin Nesach would fall in first to the Yayin Shel Heter, and there wasn't any water to begin with, obviously the whole barrel or pit would be usser. So that's Higdilu Be'isser usser, Higdilu Be'heter mutter. But if it was Megadel Be'heter, if it was raised in if the volume was raised in a permissible fashion, that would be mutter. So what's the case of Higdilu Be'heter? The case is where the Yayin Shel Heter fell in afterwards. So you have a situation where there's Yayin Nesach in the pit, and you pour in water into the pit, and it's Mevatel the Yayin Nesach, and then you pour the Yayin Shel Heter afterwards, then everything is fine. It's Higdilu Beheter Mutter, because the Yayin Nesach was already Batel. Tosos has problems with both of these Shitas. The language doesn't make sense in the Brisa, because the Brisa specifically said the Yayin Nesach falls into the boar of kosher wine. So Tosos has a different shita to understand the case of Higdilu Be'isser versus Higdilu Be'heter. That's the top Tosos on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. But anyhow, we'll continue for a moment. Rav Yochanan Amar Afilu Higdilu Be'isser Mutter, but says Rav Yochanan, even if it was Magdil Be'isser, the mixture is still going to be permissible, because according to Rav Yochanan, we're going to say Rowan is at the Heter Kilo Eino. You have a situation where the Yayin Shel Heter was in the pit, and then you poured water in, and then you poured the Yayin Nesach in. So we view that the Yayin Shel Heter Kilo Eino, the water is Mevatel the Yayin Nesach, and therefore everything is fine. So Afilo Higdilu Be'isser Mutter. This would be Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. So according to this understanding, the water has to fall in first. If the water fell in second, that would be problematic. So Techila would be important. If you remember in the last time, we had a nafkamina between whether you understand Rav Shmuel's teaching, is it coming off of the Mishnah versus whether it's coming off of Ravin's Shita. If it was coming off of the Mishnah, then you wouldn't need Techila. If it's coming off of Ravin, you need a Techila. Here, it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan is saying that you need Techila. If you follow the way Tosos understands the machlokas between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, it actually comes out, even according to Ravin, that you don't need Techila. But anyhow, this is the machlokas between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. It's also interesting that here we have Rabbi Yochanan giving his shita on his own in a brisa, as opposed to all these other cases we had before. Everyone was giving their memra b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Anyhow, the Gemara says, "Amrle Rabbi Yirmi the Rabbi Zera." So Rabbi Yirmi says to Rabbi Zera, "Lema Chizkiya Rabbi Yochanan beplukta de Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabin kamiflugi." Maybe Rabbi Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, their machlokas is actually a machlokas tanoim between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan, which is connected to a truma case. So the Tanan, so or shel chulin vishel truma shenafel l'socha isa lo bezek kedei l'chametz v'lo bezek kedei l'chametz. You have yeast, which is chulin. So you have some chulin yeast and some truma yeast. It's kodesh, and they both fall into dough, and each one on its own doesn't have enough to be mechametz the bread, but together they can. So what's the halacha? Do we say that since it is mechametz with truma, it makes it aser? Or do we say no, one is mevatel the other? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Achar acharon aniba, says Rabbi Elazar, what's the last one? That's the key. Achar acharon aniba, if the last one is the Seor Shel Truma that falls in, then that's it. Then we're going to say that the whole thing is Aser. However, the Chachamim Omrim, Bein Shenaval Iser B'Tchila, Bein Ubein B'Sof, Ein Aser Ad Shehebo K'dei L'Hachmitz. It doesn't matter. In order to make this dough Aser, you have to have enough Truma, Seor Shel Truma, to be Machmitz. But you don't. So what perhaps we can see from here is that the machlokas between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan is not a machlokas about roinus heter kilo eino, as we already alluded to earlier, and which we're actually going to end up saying the maskana. But perhaps the machlokas is what comes first, or what comes last, I'm sorry. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the Seor Shel, if the Seor Shel Truma comes last, the whole mixture is usher. So to hear, Higdilu be'isr usher, why is it usher? It's because the Yayin Ezel came last. That's why it would be problematic. And the Chachamim say, no, the reason why you need to have enough of the Seor Shel Truma in order to usher the whole entire dough is because when it works in tandem, when it works with the Seor Shel Chulin with together with the Seor Shel Truma, it's not enough. You have to have enough of it to work. And so says Rabbi Yochanan over here. In this case, it wasn't going to work. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Afilu higdilu b'iser mutter." Even if it was raised, the volume was raised through the iser, it's mutter. So clearly, because the idea, is, at least in the Havamin, is that there wasn't enough wine to be to aser the mixture. The Gemara says, "Wait a second, this Havamina doesn't work. Why?" The Tisbara. Says, hold on a second. This doesn't work because the way Abaye understood the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is only that Rabbi Eliezer is only makel if it was kidim misilik as iser. It's only if the heter falls at the end, we said it's mutter, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Because he said, achar acharon aniba. But even if you say, achar acharon aniba, that only the last one that falls in is what makes the difference. That's only if, that when the iser, Seor Shel Truma fell in, you removed it before the heter fell in. But if you didn't remove it and you left it in, even if the Seor Shel Chulin falls in last, it's still usher. So it doesn't work. That wouldn't work according to Chizkiah. Right, Chizkiah, Damar, come on. Who is Chizkiah going to go like? Chizkiah is not going to go like the Rabbi Eliezer Shita, for like we just explained. And Chizkiah is not going to follow the Rabbanan Shita, because according to the Rabbanan Shita, that even if the Isser falls at the end, it's not going to be Usser. But he says clearly if it falls in the end, it's going to be Usser. So Chizkiah Shita can't be Rabbi Eliezer and can't be Rabbanan. So clearly, the machlokas of Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan cannot be the machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. So rather, what is the machlokas between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan? Is what we assumed that it was before. Ela hacha beroin kemiflagi. The machlokas is about roin. Do we say roin is a heter kilo eino? Do we say that whatever wine in the vat, we view it as it's not there, and therefore when the mayim and the yayin esach fall in, one is mevatel the other? Or do we not say it? The Chizkiah leisle roin. According to Chizkiah, we don't say roin. That is why, when you pour the Yayin Esach at the end, even though the water was there beforehand, it's not. We're not going to say Rowan, and therefore the Yayin Esach goes straight into the Yayin and ruins it and makes it Yayin Esach. But the Rabbi Yochanan Islay, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we do say Rowan is a heter kilo eino. So the Gemara says, well, a second, me Islay the Rabbi Yochanan Rowan, there was Rabbi Yochanan really paskin the Rowan of Habay Mene Rabbi Asi Mene Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Kos, Zechat Shal Chulin, Zechat Shal Truma, Umazgan V'irvan Zebzeh Mahu, V'lo Pashalei. We have a brisa which states, or Rabasi, I'm sorry, asked Rabbi Yochanan the following question, which he didn't have an answer for. What was the question? You have two cups side by side. One is a cup of filled with chulin, and one is a cup filled with truma. And what happened was that they took some water and mixed and in each one and shook it up and then mixed the two together. What's the halacha? Do we say that this is aser because it has truma mixed in with chulin? Or do we say, well, wait a second, there's truma and chulin, but now there's also water that was in both, and there's enough water in both of these cups to be mevatel the truma, and therefore it should be mutter. do we say Rowan or not? But what happened? Velo Pashalei, Rabbi Yochanan didn't have an answer. So maybe Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of Rowan. So the Gemara answer is no, he does hold of Rowan. But what about this? May Karlo Pashalei, Libasov Pashalei. And initially he didn't have an answer, but he thought about it a little longer, and then he had an answer eventually. Itmarname Am Rabame Am Rabbi Yochanan, Vamri La Am Rabbi Yasi Am Rabbi Yochanan, Beis Kosos Echad Shel Chulin, VeEchad Shel Truma, Umazgan VeIrvan Zebezeh, Rowan as a heter kilu eno vashar mayim rabbi malafim vavadlano. So clearly we have a later statement from Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan. The same question Rav Asi asked Rav Yochanan. Now we have Am Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan that we say Rowan as a heter kilu eno vashar mayim rabbi mavadlo. So clearly Rav Yochanan did hold of the concept of Rowan. So we have a machlokas between Chizkiya and Rav Yochanan. That was what we started out with. Higdilu be'isr aser, higdilu be'heter mutter, and Rabbi Yochanan said higdilu be'isr mutter. The machlokas is based on whether you say Rowan is a heter kilu eino v'ashar bevatlo. Chizkiya doesn't hold of Rowan. Rabbi Yochanan holds of Rowan, and that's consistent with Rabbi Yochanan earlier, who also said he held of Rowan. And depending on how you learn this sugya, whether you hold it like Rashi learns it, like how we explained it, or like Tosos explains it, that would also depend then whether it has to be, in order to say Rowan, does the Mayim need to fall in before the Ayin Nesach, or it could even fall in afterwards? That would depend on how you learn the sugya according to Rashi versus how you learn it according to Tosfos.